and now the news. This is the sixth and sadly the last year of the Norfolk Village Games. And this year's Hostry Festival, held at the Cathedral in the autumn, needs help in devising a new show. Also, in this part, news of a classic car rally and an arts festival at the castle. But we start with a special visitor to the Lord Mayor's celebration.
Since the day she was born, Charlotte Crowe has never missed the Lord Mayor's procession, even attending when she was a few months old. Even when she lived in Suffolk and in Wales, the 28-year-old made the journey back to Norwich in time to see the flurry of floats. But this year, an infection following a chemotherapy session led to her being in hospital and missing the procession for the first time. Mrs. Crowe from Lakenham was diagnosed with breast cancer in November and is currently undergoing treatment. She said, "I was absolutely devastated that I missed the procession. I was more devastated about missing the procession than I was about being in hospital." On the morning of the day of festivities, she phoned her mother and explained that she wasn't being discharged in time. But she was surprised on Monday when her mother phoned her and told her to make herself presentable as she was going to have a visitor. Mrs. Crowe said, "I was at home with my two girls when there was a knock at the door. We opened to see who it was, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I was dreaming. It was the Lord Mayor of Norwich." When Marion Maxwell, Lord Mayor of Norwich, heard about Mrs. Crowe's circumstances, she decided to visit her and present her with a card and a hope rose. Mrs. Crowe said, "She had a great sense of humour, and I could have talked to her all day. She made my year."
Hundreds took part in the last Village Games competition in a bid to be named Norfolk's sportiest community. Now, in its sixth year, the competition sees villages from across Norfolk go head-to-head in 10 different sporting events. And yesterday, more than 350 people from 10 village teams battled it out to be crowned as the county's best in the UEA Sports Park. Winning the event was made all the more significant after organisers, Active Norfolk, announced it would not be continuing with the competition. Ellen Van Lint, Development Officer, has been helping to put together the event since it was first started. She said, "It is the sixth year we have done the games, and as with anything, it is time to change things and do it a bit differently. The fantastic thing about it is that so many clubs have been set up on the back of this, and it makes such a difference. That is what we wanted to happen, and that will be the ongoing legacy of it all." Over the weekend, around 16 villages were represented, with some of them joining together to form one team. They competed in everything from archery and darts to badminton and gymnastics. Trophies were awarded to the winning team in two categories based on the village size, small-medium and medium-large. Hainford and Stratton Strollers won the small-medium category, while Heatherset and the Meltons came out on top in the medium-large group.
A search is on to find performers to help create a new show for this year's Hostry Festival. Total Ensemble Theatre Company is once again taking part in the Autumn Arts Extravaganza at Norwich Cathedral's Hostry and is now looking for people to join its cast. Rebecca Chapman, Artistic Director and founder of Total Ensemble Theatre Company, said those who joined the company would also play a key role in helping to decide the theme of this year's show, which will be performed on October the 29th and 30th and feature a mix of physical theatre, dance and spoken word. A series of workshops is being held later this month for people to find out more. Miss Chapman said, "As we always do, we're devising our performance from scratch. There's no set theme at the moment, and the exciting thing is that the ideas of the participants who come to the workshops will help to create the themes for our festival piece. The performance will very much come from the cast." She said they were especially keen to hear from sixth formers and gap year students, but that the company was open to all ages and all abilities. The key criteria is that people need to be able to commit to rehearsals from August to October.
Beautiful machines from more than 100 years of motoring have gone on show at the Charles Clark Classic car rally. Hundreds of people paid a visit to Norwich Cathedral to see about 80 vehicles on show, spanning everything from an elegant 1909 Stanley steam carriage to a sleek Mazda MX-5 from 2008. The vehicles arrived at the cathedral after a leisurely drive from Skeighton yesterday. Brian Monks from Saxthorpe has organised the event for the past 8 years with his friends and family. He said the cars had a timeless appeal. He said they take you back to the days when motoring was a proper experience. The hood down, the smell of leather and oil, it was good fun. The rally raised more than £1,000 for the Cromer-based charity About With Friends. Now in its 22nd year, the event was named after a car enthusiast who died in a boating accident in 1998.
The Castle Museum's rotunda was transformed recently into a cauldron of colour as young artists from the region took over. The event saw collective works from members of the Norfolk Young Arts Festival and Norwich University of the Arts students strewn across the museum, as well as presenting visitors with the chance to get involved themselves. It was held as part of the British Art Show 8 exhibition, currently on display in the castle. The evening showed the talents of local artists, while also exposing visitors to BAS 8 and the 100-plus pieces of cutting-edge art in the exhibition. Sarah Horton, Learning Coordinator for BAS 8 in Norwich, said, "I feel really proud for our work to be seen at the exhibition, and it was a great opportunity for the artists involved to show off their skills." Rosie Gray, Exhibitions Coordinator for the Castle Museum, added that the work on display was fantastic. BAS 8 is in the Castle Museum until September the 4th.
A cancer charity has netted more than £800 thanks to a series of football-themed fundraisers in the city backed by Sky Sport pundit Chris Kamara. Norwich branches of Norwich and Peterborough Building Society held Keepy Uppy challenges, football-themed cake sales, football sweepstakes and other competitions. With every £20 funding, 1 hour of Marie Curie nursing care. The Building Society, which is part of the Yorkshire Building Society, is hoping to raise £1 million through the Hour of Need appeal by the end of the year, which equates to funding 2 hours of care by a Marie Curie nurse for every hour of the campaign.
Two Norfolk women footballers are celebrating after winning bronze medals with Team GB in the DEF World Cup in Italy. Gemma Sanders, 26, and Laura Wiseman, 28, who are both profoundly deaf and live in Blofield, were part of the squad that beat Poland 2-0 in a playoff for third place. Ms. Wiseman was one of the leading tournament scorers, and in a match against Italy, which she played soon after learning of the death of her grandfather, she scored a first-half hat-trick as Team GB won 5-0.
Baguettes, berets and bonjour were all on the menu at the French-themed day at Little Melton Primary School. Year 5 and 6 pupils hosted a French cafe in the school hall, creating menus, signs and name badges in French and learning how to greet customers and take their orders in the language. Parents were also invited to join in, and each class got to visit the cafe and order croissants, pain au chocolat, brioche and biscotte in French. Other activities including creating French flags, watching French TV, and painting artworks inspired by Monet. Pupils also made an Eiffel Tower using 20 straws and 1 meter of sellotape.